Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
14.4 to go. Zion Williamson with a free throw to try to tie it. 65% shooter. Looks up. Lets it go. Missed it. It's short. Offensive rebound. Barrett. And Barrett lays it in. Duke leads by one.
Duke escapes. Are you kidding me? That was an amazing game. It's Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy, the audio from Westwood One. How is your bracket looking now? Autoflex CC Fan Text is 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Zion with the and one. Fouling out the 7'6" big man from UCF. I can't even say taco without thinking of our taco, unfortunately.
Yep.
But
why is it not taco?
What'd you say?
Why is it not taco?
The way he spelled it?
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to insult the way any name is pronounced? What my taco parents did with me. Thank you, Jay Jeezy. So Zion gets the bucket, fouls out Taco, misses the and one. Barrett with the offensive rebound. A lot of people saying, oh, Duke got the benefit of a ref no call there. There was a push off. Someone had an arm lock. Yep. Barrett puts it back to go up one. Final possession for UCF. Misses off the glass. Dawkins misses the tip. No one knows how that tip did not go down and end Duke's season, but the Blue Devils escape.
What a game. What a game. If it was Duke on the other end, they would have probably gotten a foul call on the final play. I'm with you. I mean, like, it's very weird that two guys are able to go from second position to completely blow the other guys up without having a push in the back call. And then, you know, with Zion, he basically barreled over the first guy on the way to Taco anyway. But tremendous finish.
Yes.
Like, they blew it. UCF completely blew it. They had the alley-oop.
The alley-oop.
Which, fine, that's a great play. It was good play. The guy just didn't convert it.
Yep.
Pass was there. He completely missed it. I don't know how he missed it, but wow. You want to talk about the game of inches, the game of millimeters, really. And it was a tremendous effort from UCF. But Duke showed that they can be beat. I mean, all these teams can be beat. You know, they all can be beat. They were giving Duke some wide open threes.
Reddish hit a huge one. I've you know, solidified my opinion on the number one pick after the end of this season. I'm just not seeing enough, and I'm a little bit scared to say this because I respect Bassick's basketball scouting. He was right there leading the charge for Luka with Choppy riding shotgun. So I'm not going to question Bassick that much. I'm not seeing enough from Barrett to make me take him over Zion. And I had concerns at the beginning of the year about Zion and the pros because of his size. He's a tweener at 6'7", and also he's not this tremendous shooter. And go look at the article that came out on Luka Doncic a couple days ago. The NBA, it's James Harden. It's threes, it's drives, and there's zero mid-range. But I saw enough from Zion shooting it yesterday. He was 3 of 7 from three. He had the stones to take a huge three that rattled out. And this guy, he's just got too much internally that I'm in love with. The makeup, the athleticism is obviously all world. Man, you got to take him number one. And you got to do it also for the brand appeal. This guy is, he's got LeBron brand appeal. Yeah. The ratings are as high as they've been since 1991. He's an absolute lovable superstar who hasn't done anything wrong yet. And, man, you just have to take him number one. I'm not seeing enough from Barrett in checking him out. I know a lot of people love him. And I may go Morant number two even in this. No,
you don't like defense.
That's what I was going to throw out there.
Does the NBA like defense?
Somewhere along the line they got to, right?
Oh, Luka Doncic.
Well, I think there's a team that could see Ja as the guy too that like can more easily mold into the Trae Young, Steph Curry, Luka mold. And so I could see there be a conversation at some point. I agree.
There is a conversation now.
I still think Zion would go number one, but some people are going to pound the table for Ja to go number one.
He will go number one. I mean, marketability is a factor in all this.
No doubt.
You know, he is marketable.
Yes.
He's.
It's made for New York right
now.
Oh,
my gosh.
I mean, it's made.
It's amazing. I mean, how many Mount Zion shirts is somebody going to sell?
Yeah.
You know, it's just you take him number one and you take the athleticism and you hope.
Yes.
That's what the draft is. It's a hope.
Yep.
You hope he develops a jump shot.
Yes.
And you hope that his free throw actually goes higher than the level of the rim.
Man, it is a line drive.
It is a line drive.
5 of 7 from the line yesterday, 32-11-7, along with 4 assists. He's a dog. I mean, he's just a dog. That's what I love the most.
He's tremendous. It was a great performance from him. It was the best game of the tournament.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it may not have had that. Like, there's been, like, the LSU game was really, really good at the end. You know, Maryland came back on him a little bit. The Iowa-Tennessee game was really good at the end. It was a blowout in the first half. There's been, you know, the Purdue performance, the Auburn performance were blowouts, but they were tremendous performances. But this was, you know, this was the game of the tournament.
All right. He went dark during the game. He did a Facebook Live and drive, which I'm pretty sure is illegal on the fan Facebook page. But this is the event that caused RJ Choppy to maybe start smoking again.
Goes in the traffic, wraparound pass, outside Bone, a three-pointer, good! At the shot clock buzzer, Jordan Bone, the three-pointer to put Tennessee up 5.
It doesn't have to be this difficult.
Facebook driving live.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this hard. It doesn't have to be a 25-point lead, 21.5. You're 44-19, and you got to go to overtime? It made no sense. They scored 22 points in the second half. Iowa scored 43.
Woo!
Like, I understand falling asleep because you got such a big lead, and this team will do that on you. But sooner or later, you would think you would wake up around the 15-minute mark when they've gone on a 12-0 run.
Were you really stressing?
I was.
Biting your fingers? What else?
I bite my nails anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I was moving spots on the couch. I was doing all sorts of dances. I mean, the rain, I'm going to take credit and blame for the rain. I was doing so many different gyrations and dances. I called the rain myself.
Summon the spirits.
Yeah, I summoned the spirits. You know, just do something. Do something out there. I know they get guys in foul trouble, which, by the way, college really needs to do away with the 5-5 foul rule, get it to 6. But, you know, they get guys in foul trouble. Rick Barnes made no moves. Jason Garrett makes more adjustments in the course of a game than Rick Barnes does.
What was this thing at the end that I tweeted you about? Did someone pull Scottie Pippen? Or
so their best player, well, one of their two best players, Admiral Schofield, he's their dog, right? He said keep their center in the game instead of him. The center was playing good defense, and Admiral had 4 fouls, so he wasn't going to play hard-up defense. So Admiral sat the entire overtime.
Oh.
And they gave the ball to Grant Williams, who's the Wooden Award finalist, and he just completely took over the overtime.
So Tennessee survives. Rest of the scores, and then everyone get your brackets out. Virginia, my number one seed. Virginia squad eliminates Oklahoma 63-51. Roy and Jesse Holly's North Carolina Tar Heels beat Washington by 22. Texas Tech wins by 20. Troy Hughes' Red Raiders over Buffalo. Troy Hughes' Houston Cougars over Ohio State 74-59. Troy got 3 W's yesterday. My Virginia Tech Hokies beat Liberty by 9. And in the late game, Oregon destroys UC Irvine by 19. So here's the way it happened last week, the annual morning show draft. It's a snake draft. We each get 4 picks. Whoever has the least amount of wins will be the human mud bug next to Leighton Vander Esch at Mudbug Bash. It's going down April 20th, 4:20. We want you to join us for all the crawfish and all the jokes as someone has to dress up as the human mud bug for whoever loses our tournament show challenge. Where do you stand and who is sitting pretty?
We're all sitting pretty.
I know.
Not as pretty, though.
Not as pretty, but we're all sitting pretty.
It's going to be a battle between RJ and Troy.
What the heck? You think I'm top liver over here?
Sean has all four in terms of
who's battling for the losses.
Oh.
You and I, Sean, are 8-0. All four of our teams made it to the Sweet 16. Troy lost.
LSU, I've been...
Ha, ha, ha!
Gosh, LSU.
Don't need no coach.
LSU is irritating me because Roy has them.
Don't need no coach. Troy lost one with Murray State, but they did pick up a win, so he has 7 wins.
That Duke would have sunk him.
Choppy.
Duke would have ended it.
Yeah, well, it didn't, so suck it.
Choppy with his too-smart-for-the-room Nevada pick.
Troy would have been in the outfit if Duke lost yesterday.
Yes, he would have.
Right? Yes, I would have.
It would have looked that way,
but
yeah.
You know, I would have been fine with it because I... You know, you just need one victory in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. One victory to make you feel good. And that Murray State pick by me, that made me feel good.
All right, very good.
Hey, and so, these Texas teams can hoop.
Troy has 3 left. Duke, Tech, Houston. Sean's got 4. Virginia, Michigan, Michigan State, VaTech.
Michigan State's out.
What?
LSU is about to do something stupid. LSU is about to play for their coach.
Roy, they don't have a coach. Roy has 4. Well, Carolina, Gonzaga, LSU, FSU. I have 3, Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn. Got an SEC trio right there.
But again, what's important is the total wins because Nevada lost on day 1. Choppy has 6 wins, Troy has 7, you and I have 8.
Okay. Analyze, Chop. How do you see all this going?
Troy's still the favorite. He's got Duke. If Duke wins the title, regardless of whether or not he has the fewest wins, everybody else could get knocked out. If his team's the last one standing, he wins.
Yeah, well, not necessarily, because if one of our teams loses in the title game, him being out after 1 Murray State W.
He would have the last team that is standing. That's the winner.
No, Choppy, we set the parameters of this.
That's for the tiebreaker loss. The champ is always the guy who's still standing. If Troy...
No, it's there's no the amount of
there's
wins.
One loser.
Right. That's, yeah, the one loser is the first one out with the fewest wins. That's the tiebreaker. It's always been, if your team wins at all, you are the winner. And then everybody else fights for the loss.
That's not the case.
It's like, look,
and Roy do this stuff every time. It's so irritating how every damn rule changes on this show. I'm not going to do it this time. This time I'm overruling it.
I don't know what rule change he's discussing.
It's the amount
we always
of wins
said
of
wins.
Your team.
Okay, go back. We'll go back and play it.
We'll
go back on Thursday and play it. I can't believe we have to. It was.
Listen to me.
That was the tiebreaker for the
listen
out.
Listen to me. If 3 of Troy's teams lost in the first round and Duke won the title,
he would win.
No, he wouldn't.
I disagree.
Well, you're wrong.
I mean, go play the freaking tape.
We'll have ears. I'm the one who listens to all the seconds of the show.
Go play the tape. That's the rule.
Jesus.
It was a tiebreaker.
Troy,
how much of the show do you listen to?
What's your understanding of it, Troy? What do you think the parameters are?
My head hurts.
It shouldn't be this. It always happens on
the
show. It's either Roy or Choppy. It turns everything upside down with the rules and the disclaimers of it.
This is all I know. Is that whoever wins the national championship, great. But once that champion has been decided, then we'll look and see who has the fewest wins.
Thank you.
And whoever has the fewest wins, because I don't care who wins the championship.
Yeah.
Whoever has the fewest wins will wear a crawfish costume at Mudbug Bash on 420.
And that's why you're the next PD of the station.
Thank you.
Sean, RJ, Troy, Roy right here on DFW Sports Station. How is your bracket looking? That would have ended everyone, right, if Duke lost yesterday?
75% of America. About 74.5%, I think, on ESPN had picked Duke to win the title.
I would like to know if that's like the highest percentage of a champ to be selected, like in the last 5 years.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Right?
Yeah, I can't imagine it. I mean, sooner or later, you're going to have teams pick upsets, but nobody's picking upsets.
Who would get the second most votes, you think? Carolina?
It's tough to say.
Just kind of out of familiarity. You're not going to go Virginia. You're not going to go Gonzaga. Nope. Probably Carolina.
Yeah, probably Carolina. Maybe people picked. There was a lot of Kentucky love.
Kentucky, yeah. I could see them looking at the 2 seeds and saying, ooh, Kentucky's there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.